B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. Wow, this is weird weather. 56 degrees, is that what you said?
I like it.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
So I measured the snow at my house. Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, you want the official? Good morning. Now, I'll let Ann say
good morning.
It.
Good morning, everybody in the news this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. So at the house, we had, one of the snow banks that we had plowed was over the roof of my car last week.
Wow.
So I thought, I am stuck with this for at least, a month or two until we get some kind of warming. Yesterday, that was cut in half.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah, it was warm and
that was
weird.
Like
and
3 feet of melt.
Yeah, so, rainy.
Yeah.
A lot of puddles.
Mm-hmm.
Tough walking to work.
Well, it is, but I got out of shoveling because Carolyn said, you ought to really do the walkway there. And I said, I think nature will take care
of
that.
Yep, I love it when nature takes care
How
of that stuff.
How about that?
Right? You're like, thanks.
I was not wrong.
Thanks for that solid, Mother Nature.
That's right.
Yeah.
I said as I watched her melt.
Well, this is a good chance if you haven't put your Christmas lights up to throw some up today.
Yeah, that's what I said to Dave this weekend. It was freezing on Saturday, and he said, wait till Tuesday. Yep. It's going to be 56.
You told Dave that?
I did, because I'm nice.
Nice wifey.
I am a nice wifey.
That's not bad.
With my drinky poos.
I'm sorry to see that. That's what makes wifey nicey.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, 59 today. You're right.
Yep.
For all the
Bob.
Jeff,
I am always right.
Well, Brian.
I have no comment.
Beg you ever? No, I guess not. All right. I didn't think you would.
Smart.
No. So if you are, as I like to say at the house, not just a, a castinator. But if you're a pro castinator, today's your day.
You got some funny stuff.
Don't I know? You're just cracking the surface, LBF. Just touching the surface of that wackiness. All right, 56 degrees in Boston. Brian, I don't see the wheel of meat. It's in the studio somewhere now, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, we're loading it up with fresh meat. We had to put it in the fridge overnight,
that's right,
of course.
We did. I didn't think
of
that. Yeah, it's too warm to
can't
leave
that out. No.
All right. So what time do you guys want to spin the wheel of meat today? What did we say yesterday?
What, 8?
8:45.
All right. So if you missed it yesterday, your crack at the wheel coming up 8:45. Just loaded with meat.
I made some McKinnon's meat last night.
What'd you make?
I made sweet Italian sausage.
Oh.
And let me tell you, it was such a crazy hit in my house. Like, I can do no wrong for at least a week.
Oh, you bought at least a week
and a half. Yeah, I'm perfection.
Sausage sandwiches?
Yeah, oh my God, with the rolls and the toasted rolls. And the
You toasted the rolls?
I toasted the rolls. Huh? I made the onions and the peppers and the whole, I'm telling you.
I was skeptical, but I'm starting to think she is a nice wife, Brian.
I am.
Wow.
I know.
Not
I am.
Too shabby.
Keep telling Dave that.
As he's stringing the lights, just dreaming of sausage.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, your chance to spin the wheel of meat. Let's do it at 8:45 this morning, so make sure you're here for that.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
It's cool. All right, 6:21 right now, and already 56. I mean, it stayed 56.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right, that's cool. All right, what do you have, LBF?
Okay, if you've ever wanted to be one of those awesome people who packs light, I have some great news for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's good.
Right?
Is my wife listening? Let me call her.
Okay.
Hang on.
She'll like this. She really
will. You'll want to hear this. All right, Brian.
Well, my son pointed this out. It's a funny video. A guy having a little fun with Siri on your iPhone. So wait till you hear
this. It's borderline.
Borderline?
It's borderline inappropriate.
My 10-year-old showed it to me, Bob.
Now you'll think differently.
You
stay tuned.
Right.
Stay tuned for that.
You're messed up.
I'm going to tell you the real reason humans began to smile.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason for that. All right, brought to you by Encore Boston Harbor. Now has a free self-parking daily with free parking 7 days a week. You can experience the 15 dining venues featuring local ingredients from both land and sea to the serene comfort of the spa and so much more. With so much waiting for you at Encore Boston Harbor, what are you waiting for? All right, LBF.
You know what makes me smile?
Yeah.
When I don't have to check a bag when I'm going away.
Nice.
I love packing light, but it's really hard because I need options. Well, this is great news because W Hotels is partnering with Rent the Runway. And now, if you go to a W Hotel in a couple of locations, the clothing and accessories rental service will be offering rentals in Aspen, Miami, South Beach, Washington, D.C., and West Hollywood. Visitors have the option to pay $69 once they arrive, pick four styles from the collection, which will be curated to account, like, take into account the climate and activities, and then the clothes can be left behind in the room at checkout.
Would
Isn't
you
that,
do that
awesome?
That's pretty cool.
If I would definitely do it if I had the time. A body where things fit normally.
See?
Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm like, that's the only reason I don't do Rent the Runway, because usually, like, if I'm trying stuff on, I'm like, why doesn't this fit? It's supposed, allegedly, the right size, and then this doesn't fit here, and this doesn't. So I would be at the W Hotel in West Hollywood with no clothes. But for regular, normal people,
yeah.
It's a great idea.
Well, I'm with
people,
you. I wouldn't. No, I couldn't.
You couldn't?
No,
people rent clothes all the time now. It's a new thing, especially in New York City, young people.
Is it out of laziness?
No,
or what
it's about space.
Okay.
It's about, again, and this is a great thing about space. You don't, like, to bring all your clothes, it's ridiculous. You rent the runway, just, like, hands-free. It's hands-free vacationing.
Look at that. Wow. That's nice.
You have to be young, too, because you didn't bring all, like, the pulleys and straps you need to put on regular clothes
when
you're old.
Yeah. Like, makeup.
If you're going to, like, a destination wedding, that'd
be
awesome.
That's a great idea.
Really
see,
cool.
Brian knows because he's a woman.
Yeah. That's right. I want something.
All right,
no
Brian.
Straps.
Strappy, yeah.
All right.
What do you got?
Well, you know, I hang out with my kids a lot, and my 10-year-old was showing me this video that he saw because they just sit around watching YouTube now.
Yeah.
And this guy took his iPhone, and you can tell your Siri to call you, like, if you know, call me Bob instead of, you know, Robert. You can change it to say what you want Siri to call you. So this guy in
say my name.
Say my name, Siri. In the in the name field, this guy put in over 200 A's and H's and then let Siri figure out how to pronounce it.
Okay.
And this is what Siri came
all
up
right.
with.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have what she said.
No kidding, right? Is she in the hotel? Where did that happen?
What's wrong with you two?
Okay.
All right, Siri, settle down. Settle down. Okay, stop.
That's inappropriate.
That's what I said. Okay, Siri, shut up.
Oh my God.
You're the one drawing the dirty pictures.
I didn't. I just listened to your cool thing. Sounds fun. You can make them do some more stuff.
Okay.
Oh, all right, fine.
Why are we smiling, Bob?
Now, here's why we smile.
I like smiling. Smiling's my favorite.
Well, make work your favorite.
Now I'm going to tell you why ancient humans developed the ability to smile. Any guesses? Why did humans have the ability to smile? Why did we develop that?
They were laughing at the caveman's outfit. That loincloth is ridiculous.
Nope. I think I know this.
All right. It's because the same reason we do everything else. To do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's all about procreating.
Really?
Yeah. Because. Okay. All right, Siri.
Siri.
Stop it.
God.
Jeez.
Yeah. Scientists from the University of Milan studied genes from Neanderthals and found that they smiled to show they were not aggressive, which attracted less aggressive people back so they could, you know.
Be aggressive with them.
Right, right.
Yes, exactly. I get it.
Yeah, I've seen Clan of the Cave
Bear. It's like Tinder.
That's what it was. So they developed the ability. Right. See?
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a caveman. There you go.
Oh, my God. Bob, you're having way too fun with Alexa.
It's science. It's science. I'll leave it at that.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I was just talking while Cheap Trick was playing.
And that always gets him in trouble.
It does. I should learn. Well, I was going to make one of my rare Bob observations.
Oh, rare.
Yeah, I'll do instead. Let's do correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, well.
Okay. And I know you like to do that, but I think you're on the same page with me, at least a couple of these things. So I was at North Shore Mall yesterday doing some holiday shopping. And I noticed a couple things. One, we got some coffee to pregame.
Yep.
Pregame caffeine.
You're so different than I am.
See, you wouldn't do that?
I'd get a drink. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Loosens the purse strings.
Exactly.
A little bit.
No, it does.
Buzz chopping.
No big deal, but the guy was probably 22. Mm-hmm. And after I paid for the coffee for my wife and I, he said, "All right, thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy." Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, buddy now? What am I?
I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf? What's your favorite
No,
part?
I'm not Buddy the Elf.
What am I, your elf? What am I here to give you toys?
Yes, right. What am I, your elf? Buddy?
I'm so you didn't like now? Buddy? Like, it's a term of endearment.
It just seemed like, I don't know.
You didn't tell him it was the best cup of coffee in the world?
No, I said
did
no.
You
No, I didn't say anything. I just.
No, but you wanted to, and I think your wife probably was like, would have killed you.
Oh, that would have been a.
Like, what would you have said? I'm not your buddy?
No, I would have said, my name's Guy.
No,
like no. Okay. My name's Pal. No, I just wouldn't have said anything, but, you know.
But, like, you just, like I am a mature man.
That's right.
And I've been around.
That's right.
I am not your buddy.
I'm not your
you
buddy.
You go out drinking and playing pool with your buddy.
That's
I am your
right.
senior.
Yes.
I am.
Oh, you want a little respect.
Oh, captain,
you
my captain.
It. That's what I
How
wanted.
How about cap?
Yeah. How about a sir?
Yeah, a sir. Anyway, okay. Sir.
Yeah. And also, when you buy something for Christmas and they don't say happy holidays, they say have a good one.
Well, they're leaving it open. First of all, have a good whatever. Like, I don't know, Hanukkah, happy holidays, Christmas,
have
Kwanzaa,
a good one. It is.
Monday.
Happy New Year, Monday.
Yeah,
maybe they didn't know if you were buying it for
Christmas. I can't get a Merry Christmas.
Or a happy holidays.
I would have to take that. All right, those are mine. What are yours?
Well, let me just say.
I know you have one.
First of all, you can call me anything. You can call me honey, sweetie, sugar.
Okay.
Sugar something.
Careful.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Call me ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Call me ma'am one more time.
So you're
Oh, my God.
Ma'am.
I can't stand
you don't
ma'am.
Be ma'am.
I just don't want to be ma'am because ma'am sounds like ma'am.
I
ma'am.
Know.
Nobody. That's, there's no sexy
see, now,
ma'am
isn't
out
that
there.
Funny? Guys don't mind sir. Do you mind sir, Brian?
A little bit.
A little bit because he's young.
Younger than me.
It makes me. I'm like, sir, yeah. That's my dad.
Yeah, that happens.
What's going on?
You're in the Navy. A sir is a sign of respect,
that's
not
right.
of age.
Right.
So
right.
that's a cool thing.
But ma'am is not. You don't want to ever
That's
hear
That's not
ma'am.
A sign of respect anywhere.
What is it a sign
Maybe
of?
In the South.
Yeah. And then you have a problem with problem, and I have a problem with problem.
Which is?
No problem.
No problem.
So there's this new thing where you, like, will, you know, embark on a relationship with somebody in retail or whatever.
Right.
And then you say thank you, and they say no problem, and you're like, I didn't think it was a problem. But, you know, so
yeah.
I just
I'm
think
with
it's a millennial thing.
It's
they
no
don't
problem.
Mean anything by it. They're not saying, it's just the way they say you're welcome.
Yeah.
But I think I know what you want.
Yeah.
I do. I think I know how you want anything to the transaction.
Okay, let's hear it. Yeah.
So you want, like... so you don't like, what's that thing you're like, I'm taking care of you today?
Do you want to role play?
I'll be role play. I think we are role play. Yeah. I'll be taking care of you today.
No, so you don't like that. So this is how you want to be waiting.
All right, so Bob, you're walking into the coffee place and LBF is your server. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Wow, we are role playing.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
Damn.
Right? Right?
Well, sugar. How about some man?
And then I would say, here's your coffee, sir.
I would just say, look,
happy
honey.
Holidays.
Happy holidays. And you'd say, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I'd say, you're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
And then I'd want to turn my call and be there? Like, whatever.
That guy just called me ma'am.
Yeah, I say, if this radio thing doesn't work out, you are one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
really good at
You'd
retail.
Be a really good server.
Yeah, I know, right?
All righty. All right, coming up, dirty laundry. What do you have, ma'am?
Okay. Clint Eastwood is a monster.
Yep.
Okay. But also, Chrissy Teigen, she is so fun. She has some really interesting airport information about celebrities.
Okay.
That you're gonna be so jealous
of. All right, let's get it.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, let's take out the dirty laundry. Here's LBF.
Clint Eastwood is in trouble. The Golden Globes is a misogynistic organization. But first up, how do celebrities, like, I don't know, avoid the airport? Mm. How they maneuver through it? You only occasionally see, like, a celebrity in, you know, international airport. They're going through with their entourage and whatnot.
Right.
But they pretty much kind of keep it on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chrissy Teigen, our national treasure, keeps it real, and she let us in on how celebrities maneuver through airports. She said there's a terminal about a mile from the airport that you pay membership for, and it allows them to go through private security and takes them to the plane in a car. So it's assumed to be the private suite at L.A. International Airport. It was built in 2017, and it's a luxury and paparazzi-free zone for the rich and famous. And instead of having to wait in long security lines or search the airport for their gates, members of the VIP service spend their pre-flight time in totally private suites, each with its own bathroom, its own food and service pantry, and two-person day bed and a runway view of the aircraft landing and taking off. Even better than the Delta Crown Room.
Well, they're not flying private.
No, they're not flying private, but they have a private. So if you're not flying private, right, but you want to be private,
okay.
This is at LA's airport. But you can usually, like, they have, like,
I wonder what that cost.
I bet you it costs a lot of money. I know that if you have an American Express Platinum card, which is like $400 a year just to have, ridiculous, then you can get into like those executive rooms, like the Delta Crown Room.
Yeah.
Or like the, I don't know.
You ever go in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure your dad was a travel agent, right?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Oh, my God. It's like how the other half lives.
Well, I heard, too, and I don't know if this is still true, but you can pay $50 just to go in there if you, like, delayed or whatever.
Really?
It's per person, but it sometimes can be worth it.
Everything's on the house in there. There's food. Right, it's like another world.
It's like another world.
Yeah.
I'll just stay out with my kids.
Those days, listen, let me just say, they're over for me, but that's... Once upon a time, I feel like Anastasia from the Russian Tsar. I'm like, remember when we had crowns?
Yeah.
But anyway, my dad was in the travel business, and that was one little
perk. It's a perk. Yep.
It was great. We always say that. My sister and I will be taking, like, the bus or whatever on Greyhound. She's like, well, it wasn't the Delta Crown Room. I'm like, I know.
See, was it better to have loved and lost? Or
I know. It's a good question. Yeah, you never know.
Right.
Okay, so Clint Eastwood. Hates women.
Oh, my God.
What did he do?
No, this is what he did. Yeah. He has a new movie about Richard
Jewell. One question.
Yes. He was so mean to Sandra Locke, and you guys know it.
I don't know that.
You can do a deep dive on that later.
Really? Okay.
Google it. Mm. But he has a new movie out by Richard Jewell, about the 1996.
Yeah, what's the name of that movie?
Yeah.
Richard Jewell.
Right.
And I know,
worst
so glad.
Worst name for a movie ever. Does,
yeah, no subtitle or anything.
No.
So,
Stolen Jewel?
Olivia.
Jewel
it
heist?
Was about the 1996 bombings
right.
In Atlanta at the Olympics. And Richard Jewell, spoiler alert, was
wrongfully
accused. And it ruined his life.
He's dead now, right?
Yes, he is.
Spoiler alert.
I know. But you can. Yeah. And so it's a true story. So you have to live with the spoiler alert.
Mm.
Well, the reporter who broke this story, Kathy Scruggs, she is a real person portrayed by Olivia Wilde, and apparently in the movie, that character sleeps with an FBI agent to get the information. There's a real person, and they have... This is not true.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not true.
She's also dead.
She's also dead, too.
Can't defend herself.
She can't even defend herself. What really is interesting is that this story really destroyed that reporter's life, Kathy's life, because of the wrongful accusation, and then the Atlanta Journal-Constitution was sued, and it snowballed, and she died in 2001. But the thing is
dead.
That
That's
really
weird.
Does...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died of a heart attack, I think. And then But it's bad for journalism. It's bad for women. It's bad for journalism. Olivia Wilde's sticking up for it. Like, she's a complex character. But they don't know if it's true. And she is not alive to defend herself. And
so are you saying the movie's not based on the truth? Or?
Well, no. It's the movie is based on the truth. But they're but this is a fictionalized portion of a truthful story.
Oh, I see.
It's like if in the movie Spotlight, they had some of the reporters sleeping with sources. It would not be true. It's just making
it
salacious.
Yeah.
And it's bad for journalism.
It is.
And as a
former journalist.
He's
mean? Clint?
He's irresponsible.
He's nice to squirrels, though. Did you see that?
I heard that. Yeah. He has squirrels in his office.
He has squirrels in his office. He gives them nuts.
Did he sit in that chair that's empty?
You got to ask yourself a question. Did you have five nuts or six?
Many people upset about that. And then finally, speaking
of... Lighten it up.
Wait a minute. One more thing. Golden Globes out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. They kind of missed the mark on a lot of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't nominate Robert De Niro for The Irishman, although I thought that movie was terrible. mm-hmm. Some of the other movies, Honey Boy, The Peanut Butter Falcon, Dark Waters, and no women directors were nominated, including Greta Gerwig for Little Women, Marielle Heller for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Those are so people are mad.
There you go.
Actually, I saw a thing on WROR.com yesterday. I was perusing the site. Mm-hmm. There was a little article about how to watch The Irishman as a four-part miniseries.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, 3.5 hours.
I feel like we should take a person who hasn't seen it all, and if they end up liking it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you should do it.
Hey, perfect.
Yeah, right, I'll see it in four parts. WROR.com,
that's
you
right.
say. Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey. That's sir to you, ma'am. But wait, no. To, you know, if you'll indulge me, LBF.
I sure will.
Thank you. This was my childhood crush. And she's having her 67th birthday today.
Well, look who's here. It's Harry Hollywood.
Everybody's a comedian. They just won't leave me alone.
Don't you think you're getting a little pretentious?
Pretentious? I'm just trying to survive. About 100 girls follow me home from school today.
All right. Who's my childhood crush? Don't. We got a T-shirt.
Okay.
T-shirt. We don't have any T-shirts. We have Blue Man Group
tickets? Oh, yeah. Blue Man Group
tickets.
Oh,
even better. All right. That was my childhood crush. Can you name her? All right.
I know. I can see your face, and I'm getting it.
888-410-1057. We have tickets to Blue Man Group for that? That is awesome.
God, Bob,
she'd be so happy. Huh?
You're so good at radio and giving away stuff. I would have totally thought, like, just guess it.
talk, chat. Golden Globes, blah, blah, blah. No, this is radio. 888-410-1057. Who is that childhood crush of mine? You can identify her. You got tickets to the Blue Man Group. See how that works? That's good. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. A little pop quiz here. Having fun with LBF's Dirty Laundry. Tickets to Blue Man Group. Giveaway. If somebody could tell me who that childhood crush of mine was back in the day. I was a young fella. I thought she was the epitome. Looked like she had beautiful auburn hair. Was it auburn or brown?
Brown.
Yeah, brown.
Mousy brown.
Auburn sounds better.
You're ruining my... Gee whiz. All right. Let's go to the phone. Hi, who's this?
This is Mary Ellen. How are you?
Good, Mary Ellen. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Who it was my childhood crush?
Susan Day.
You got it.
Yeah.
Now, yay.
On the Partridge Family, who did she play?
Oh, I'm not sure of her name on the Partridge Family, but I know her real name.
Yeah, Susan Day. It was Lori.
Lori, that's right.
Yeah, and she played Grace Van Owen on L.A. Law.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
childhood
right.
crush.
And then she was never to be heard of from again.
Oh, my God. You look back, though, Susan could have used a sandwich back in the day.
She
was skinny. But you got it. Hey, you want to
smoke?
I'm saying
it was the 70s.
Wow. Mary Ellen, would you like to see Blue Man Group?
I would love to.
Yay, you want two tickets to Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse. Tickets make great gifts. You can re-gift it. Or you can go. Blue Man Group will rock your world, blow your mind, and unleash your spirit. See Blue Man Group in Boston. Buy your tickets today at blueman.com.
Hey, hang on, Mary Ellen.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That was fun. Yeah.
She looks good now. I just Googled her.
Does she look better than the seven?
No, she just looks the same.
I had good taste.
Eighties and more. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay.
Kale thoughts.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, it's True Confession Tuesday. All right, so we have our first True Confession. So today we were talking about yesterday's story. A woman caught her boyfriend. She's a sports reporter on NFL Network.
Yeah.
On her Fitbit because they synced up.
Yeah, they bought Fitbits for each other for Christmas, and they synced it up. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, his energy level spiked, and he wasn't at Orange Theory.
No, oh boy.
She found out that he was somewhere else.
Nope. All right,
harsh.
So she found him, she busted him, they're done. So we're asking you how you caught or were caught. All right, let's start on the phone. And let's say good morning, Donna. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, geez.
I have a story.
Okay. True Confession
Tuesday. I was
on
vacation.
Yeah.
In Greece.
Ooh.
It happened to be the country where he was born.
Uh-huh.
And we woke up and he told me he was going to see the realtor after breakfast. I said, oh, well, I'll come too. He goes, no, no, stay by the pool. I'll only be 5 minutes and you don't speak the language. It'll be boring. I said, okay. So time went on about a half an hour. And I said, where in the world is he? Well, I said, I know. I'm going to go to find my friends.
Oh.
On my... Yeah, my iPhone. I went to find my friends on the app, and
yeah.
He was in a beach bar overlooking the nude beach, and I thought it was really, really strange.
Uh-huh.
Well, I later found out he was on a date.
No!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A date.
That's terrible.
And
yeah.
And I didn't even, and this took months to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah. Did you bust him?
We got divorced.
Oh, you were married?
Married.
Yeah, we were married.
Oh.
And he married her.
God, what a dog.
And he married her.
What? This is like what's that bad movie, that Heartbreak Kid?
Oh, yeah, that's terrible. Where do they live now? I hope Greece.
Yeah, they do.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're having a terrible economy situation.
Good riddance.
So.
But they have great tans, though.
Good lamb, though, shall we say.
And the salads are really...
Yeah.
Anyway, my point is we're really sorry.
Yeah. How you doing, though?
Everything worked out fine, though, in the end. Everything worked out fine.
Yeah,
good.
You doing good, Donna?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that's a true confession.
That is something.
Well,
good for you. I'm glad
you
got rid of him.
Jerk. Right?
Right.
You greased the skids for him. Get him out of there.
All right,
Donna.
Thanks,
great call.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks
for listening. All right, that was fresh than I thought for Donna. It's
that wasn't
pretty
like
recent.
Years and years ago. That was Find My Friends ago.
What a jerk.
It's like within 10 years.
The nude beach bar with a date.
Not only is he on a date, he's on a date with another woman and then overlooking a nude beach, which means he's a jerk and a perv.
Yes.
Wow.
Trifecta.
Twofer.
Twofer.
All right. Yeah. And he's got a hairy back. No doubt. I'm just guessing.
Wow.
No? You don't think?
No, okay. Not necessarily.
Maybe Donna can call us back. All right. True Confession to
the ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, all thoughts.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, yeah. So the premise today is you caught them cheating, or maybe they caught you. All right?
Yeah.
Either way,
it happens.
It's a confession. All right, we have Amy on the line. Amy, you have a true confession for this Tuesday?
I sure do. I found him cheating on me, and he didn't know that I knew this, so I said, let's go out for dinner. So I took him to this nice restaurant. We're sitting down, and he's talking about, all of a sudden, about the future. Like, he must have felt really guilty. And then I said to him, well, how's Nicole going to be in the future? And he looked at me like, what? I was like, yeah, busted. I saw you kissing her. And he's like, oh, no. And I was like, before you have anything else to say, I have one thing for you. And I grabbed my big old glass of water, and I threw it right all over him.
Oh,
I've always wanted to do that.
That's true.
Throw a drink in someone's face and walk off in my fur coat or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. And it's good that you threw water because, you know, then you're not wasting a good drink.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing that's prevented me from doing it all these years. I never thought about the water.
Oh, boy.
It was always a martini in my head, but now I'm good.
Amy, who was Nicole?
She was actually a friend of mine.
Oh.
She was the Brajol that he was cheating.
I know that. Right. I don't know if they were related or friends. Or, wow. So you dumped them both. Dumped them both,
God,
right?
Yeah.
Did you confront her?
I did, but I really didn't even waste my time. I was like, don't even talk to me. I know what you did. You're just this F word I can't say.
No, no, no. Yeah,
good at it. Good at it.
I like to use Brajol. It covers the whole thing. It's Italian for piece of meat.
Which we'll be spinning the wheel later. So stick around for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Amy, great story, okay? Are you doing good now?
Right.
It's all good now?
It's great now. It was worth the break, the heartbreak.
That's so good.
I ended up with someone way better.
Remember that. That's Nicole, great. All right. Good. Thank you, Amy. All right, Crystal, we have time for your story. Let's hear your true confession.
Hi, good morning, guys. So I had been dating this man, and I had some kind of inclination that maybe he hadn't been the most forthcoming. And come to find out on Facebook, there was a woman that randomly messaged me and said, hey, listen, I just want, you know, woman to woman to let you know that your man's not being faithful to you. So I looked into it a little deeper, her and I talked. She was sending me snapshots of what he was sending her, and there were some new pictures. There was a lot of back and forth texting about things he'd like to do with her that his girlfriend wouldn't do.
Oh my God.
Her and I became kind of friendly. You know, I was obviously very upset, but I told her, I said, well, why don't you do me a favor? I said, woman to woman, why don't you tell him to meet you somewhere? And you don't even have to go there. I said, it'll be me that'll be there when he shows up. Well, she talked to him, and she got him to go and meet her at a restaurant, and he pulled in the parking lot, and I was standing right in the middle of the parking lot, and he was dumbfounded, and he drove away.
The face he must have made.
Didn't even make him go in to order a piña colada or anything?
No. Oh, it's you?
No, he didn't deserve to get out of the truck.
Right. Wow. Crystal,
oh,
good for you.
God. Yeah, that's good. It's not like that woman-to-woman thing, even though it's like, you know, it started off bad, but at least you guys, you know, joined forces.
Yeah. How are you doing these days, Crystal?
Fantastic.
See, you got rid of the jerk.
It was his loss.
It sure was, absolutely.
I wound up with his family. All his family are my friends because they realized that he was kind of a scumbag, so I kind of won in the end.
Right, exactly.
That's great. Revenge. That's, sweet.
It's best served cold.
All right, Crystal. You know what? You deserve. how about a WROR t-shirt? Would you like one of those?
That would be awesome. That would be fantastic.
Wear it proudly, please. Don't keep it in the house. We want you out advertising our station.
Wear it in front of his family and be like, guess who got me this t-shirt?
Even better.
Totally do that.
Even better.
That's what I'm wearing for my
ethics
letter.
All right, awesome.
Leave it to LBF. Leave it to LBF. That's great. All right, Crystal, thank you for sharing your story. We're glad you're good, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
Don't go anywhere. Boy, that was good. Women, I'm telling you, you guys, when you team up, ooh.
I know. We should team up more often.
Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. We're good.
Ladies. All right.
What do you got? Ryan. Let's get some dirty laundry in there coming up.
You know what? I'm going to give you an inside scoop on celebrities and airports and why the rich are different.
They're just like us, only better.
All right. And I want to tell you, coming up at 8:45, it is the aforementioned Wheel of Meat. Yeah.
Any Brajol on that?
Sure. The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Check the laundry situation with LBF. Here we go.
Okay. Airport security and how celebrities are different from us. Who's coming to Boston? And the big mistake that Clint Eastwood made. First up, I just need to discuss how the celebrities go through airports, because I feel like the airport is one of those places where
it just keeps getting worse and worse for regular people, but it gets better and better for rich celebrities. Mm-hmm. And that parody makes me nuts. And that's why I drank right at that legal seafood place right out of that gate.
That's right.
At TSA. Yes. All right. Yeah. So Chrissy Teigen, she's very honest. I love her when she goes on Twitter. She'll answer pretty much everyone's questions. Somebody asked her, how do celebrities maneuver through airports? Well, she said that there's a terminal about a mile from the airport that you can pay membership for, and it allows celebs and rich people to go through private security, and then it takes them to the plane in a car. And it's probably she's talking about the private suite at LA International. It was built in 2017. It's luxury, and it's paparazzi free. Well, and it's for the rich and famous.
And nobody knows about it.
Nobody knows until now.
Until now.
And then they don't have to wait.
Good, we still can't get in.
Exactly. They don't have to wait in long security lines or search the airport for their gates. And they have VIP service, which means they have free drinks
and
private suites.
Are you telling me that rich, famous people have it better?
Yes.
No, Brian, now.
Oh my God.
Don't shatter his world.
Oh, my God.
The thing is, in a way, there are levels of this. This is like the highest level.
Yeah.
But you think about it. First, there's like, you know, you can do the pre-check. And then if you don't do the pre-check, you do like the global entry. And then you can belong to like the Delta Crown room, or you can belong to like the, I don't know.
Right, or you'd be like with the rest of us.
I was feeling pretty special just because I got the TSA pre-check.
Yes, exactly.
I'm like, all right,
that's what
I'm
talking about. You're like, oh, I'm the best. This is so great. Look at you peons. And then you're like, wait, there's a whole entire, you know. It's
I'll meet you at the legal seafood, LBF. Yeah.
And I'm way in the back, like, meh, meh. Anyway, airport travel is awful. It's a caste system, and I think we all need to join together and revolt.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, you first. Okay, fine.
Yeah, let's try pulling
stuff. No, I can't go first.
I'm
at TSA. I don't have the pre-check.
We'll follow you.
Okay, so before I get to who's coming to Boston, and I'm really excited, I just want to mention that Clint Eastwood is in trouble because he did a bad thing. And we're not talking about that unfortunate incident with the empty chair. He made a movie called Richard Jewell, and it's about Richard Jewell. He's a security guard who was a suspect in the bombing in the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And it follows the complete craziness that went the reporting and all this other stuff. But the journalist, Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Kathy Scruggs, who was played by Olivia Wilde. So her character, it's a real character. She worked on the story, but the character in the movie is portrayed as somebody who sleeps with sources, which is like a huge no-no in the journalistic world and also completely and utterly not true. But Kathy can't defend herself because she died in 2001 pretty much because this case ruined her life sued.
So you're saying Eastwood just took liberties with her her character?
Yes.
And had her, you know, sleeping right?
Yeah, to make it like, you know, dicey.
More scintillating.
Scintillating. And then the Atlanta Constitution Journal is demanding that they issue a statement publicly acknowledging that some events were imagined for dramatic purposes and that this isn't true. And there's no word from the Eastwood's
person. They have to do that, don't they, at the end of the movie? Say,
well, they didn't.
True character. Wow.
Yeah, they just decided to do this. And the thing is that all the people who worked with Kathy are really upset. Because, you know, she's dead. She can't defend herself.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And then also journalists are really upset, too. I was reading this Jezebel.com, which is a pretty good website. It's like things like this, when they make up stories like this about journalists, especially female journalists, it makes it harder for actual journalists to do our jobs, it wrote. Instead, we spend time explaining that, no, we're not interested in your advances. We just like to talk. And it's like just hard.
I don't think it's going to be a big movie anyway, is it?
Oh, I think it might be.
Really?
Yeah, I think it looks, I mean, from the, it's got great reviews. It's got Clint Eastwood, and he's always very good at his job when he's not, you know, defaming journalists. Mm. And
it's got John Hamm.
It's got John Hamm in it.
He's good.
And
he
Olivia
plays
Wilde.
A good FBI guy.
Yeah, he always does. You know, he was in The Town. He did a good job there.
Well, maybe we'll talk to Harry from Medved.
Yeah, we'll see.
Harry Medved from Fandango this week.
Yeah, I want to see what it's like. Yeah.
I know Star Wars is next week.
And here's some fun news, everybody.
Lighten up.
Pee-wee's Big Playhouse, the Big Adventure Tour. Paul Reubens, he's going to host. It's crazy. He's going to be in Boston on March 28th at the Orpheum. So there's going to be a special screening of the movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Tell them Large Marge sent you. God, I like that
movie. I love that movie.
It was a good one. I mean, it had good things.
I want to acknowledge somebody's birthday today.
Oh, who?
No, that would be my childhood crush.
Oh, your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Your TV girlfriend,
she was my girlfriend back in the day.
Well, look who's here. It's Harry Hollywood.
Everybody's a comedian.
They just won't leave me alone.
Oh, don't you think you're getting a little pretentious?
Pretentious? I'm just trying to survive. About 100 girls follow me home from school today.
Yeah, so her, not him. That would
hey, no shame in that game. He was cute, too.
Susan Day.
David
Susan
Cassidy.
Day.
Susan Day, your
She's
girlfriend.
She's 67 today. When I was a kid.
Did you have a poster
in the
70s, of her in your room?
I believe I did.
Oh, that's adorable.
Soon to be replaced by the Farrah poster.
Of course.
Yeah, every boy had the
My dad
Farrah
had
poster.
A t-shirt with Farrah on it.
Did he really?
He had a t-shirt and a perm. It was so awkward for everyone.
There is shame in that game. There is definitely some shame for Mr. Beckham.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He had a perm.
He did.
Wow, you just outed your dad on pretty
we
big
we talked about it.
Morning show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes. All right. Joining us this morning is Mark Hall from Rutland, Mass. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. So, Mark, you are an aircraft manufacturer.
Yes.
Now, what parts are you manufacturing? I'm curious.
Engine aircraft parts, specifically.
Wow. Parts that don't fall out.
That's what you want.
Exactly. Yeah.
Be nice to Mark, okay? All right, Mark, do you play Super Smart at home?
Once in a while, when I have the chance. Yep.
How do you do?
Sometimes five.
All right, so you're middle of the pack. But let's see if today could
be
your day.
That could be your day.
Yeah.
All right. You know how it works. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. We'll give you $1,000 like we just did last week to Emily. And if you're not sure about one of the questions, say pass. We have time. We'll get right back to it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Let's go.
Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Nick Carter was a member of which boy band?
Pass.
What colors are in the Swiss flag?
Blue, white, and red.
What superhero sidekick is known as Boy Wonder?
Batman.
What month features the Harvest Moon?
October.
In Disney's Peter Pan, what other ingredient is needed for flight besides fairy dust?
Pass.
Who was falsely accused in the bombing at the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta?
Jeremy...
What does GT stand for in the automotive world?
Grand Theft.
What is the name of the leading female singer in an opera?
Pass.
How long is the Le Mans endurance motor race?
100 days.
Okay. Not your day, Mark.
No, not my day.
No.
Not your day.
Hope you have a better day at the aircraft manufacturer.
It's okay. Sometimes,
I will.
You know, it's just the mix of questions. Sometimes it's good for some people and not good for others.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
How bad was it?
Oh, it was pretty bad. Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Just some passes and some wrong.
Mark,
you got the first one right.
There, let's leave it at that. You got the first one right, Mark. Here's what you missed.
But this is a good time, you know. Okay. Now you can wow all your friends with your newfound knowledge. Okay. Nick Carter was a member of the Backstreet Boys. Mm. The colors of the Swiss flag are just red and white, no blue. The superhero sidekick known as Boy Wonder, close. Robin, Batman's sidekick.
Okay.
What month features the Harvard Moon? It went off September, not October. And Disney's Peter Pan, the other ingredient needed for flight besides fairy dust, is happy thoughts. Richard Jewell was falsely accused in the bombing at the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. GT stands for Grand Touring or Grand Turismo. The name of the leading female singer in an opera is a prima donna, and the Le Mans endurance motor race is only 24 hours.
That's it.
Okay.
So you ought to go see, and I think you'd like it, Mark, as an engineer, Ford
versus Ferrari.
It's about Le Mans.
There you go.
That 24 hours. It's insane. Great movie. Hey, Mark, we thank you for playing, though. So as we say around here, nobody goes home empty-handed. We're going to give you a $100 Elements Massage gift card. Now, I just have one question, Mark. Is that for you, or are you going to re-gift it?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
He has a tough day at the office. He's making engines and things like that.
I think you ought to take
loosen
it.
Up just those muscles.
Why not?
I would if I were you. All right, hey, Mark, hang on. And for everybody else, get an Elements Massage gift card for anyone on your list now through Christmas. Buy one gift card, get one for 50% off. Go to elementsmassage.com/New England today. All right, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just do what Mark did. Go to WROR.com. Sign up there to play.
The the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Josh Ray.
It's time to play the Wheel of Meat. Aren't those great? Makes you hungry.
It does make me hungry.
Hungry to
steak
win.
Tips.
All right, let's see who's going to spin the Wheel of Meat today. We have Caitlin on the phone. Good morning, Caitlin.
Hello.
Oh, that's not Caitlin.
That's not Caitlin. Where's Caitlin?
Hold on one sec.
That's Caitlin. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry.
Hi,
that's,
Caitlin.
That's Caitlin. I don't know who the mystery Hello. Player was, but Caitlin. Tell us about yourself. Where are you
Good
from?
Good morning.
Where are you from?
Stoneham, Massachusetts.
And nice. and what do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney.
You're a what? Uh-oh.
Oh, we're losing Caitlin.
Oh, we're losing Caitlin. Oh, my.
Wait, no.
Wait, no, wait. She's back.
Caitlin, you better make a comeback. The Wheel of Meat awaits.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
You're breaking up.
You're breaking up. Caitlin, I'm sorry. You might have to try again tomorrow. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh boy, that's a bummer for Caitlin.
All right, let's go to next caller, Brian.
I can hear you.
But we can't hear you.
Oh boy, let's
see. Yeah, sorry.
Hello, it's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
All right, Barbara.
Coming in loud and clear.
Barbara. Are you ready to spin the
Hi.
Wheel of meat? Where are you from, Barbara?
I am more than ready. I am from Waltham.
All right, from
I want to say hi to LB.
Hi.
I'm here at T-Mobile. Remember me?
Oh, I remember you. It's nice to talk to you again.
Wonderful to talk to you. I finally got through on something.
Oh, that's terrific, Barbara.
Right,
I'm so
Barbara.
Glad for you.
Do you like meat, Barbara?
Who doesn't?
All right. All right, Barbara, spinning the wheel for
there
you.
Go.
All right, hang on. Barbara, spinning the Wheel of Meat for you today is Carrie. Wow. She works in our digital department. She is realizing a lifetime dream. Say hi to Carrie.
Oh, me too.
All right.
Hi, Carrie. Come on, girl.
All right, girl.
Yes.
All right, Carrie. This is
I'm
your lifetime dream. Carrie, go ahead. Spin the Wheel of Meat for Barbara. See what she lands on.
Oh, she's done it. You got to talk.
5,000.
All right, what'd we do?
It's a bow tie made of bacon.
Oh!
A bow tie
made of bacon.
Barbara. Right.
That's
perfect
terrific.
For the holiday.
How about that, Barbara? Nice. You got it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Barbara. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to give you a great prize. All right, LBF?
Yes, we're going to give you a $100 gift certificate that you can spend on all the meat in the world at McKinnon's Supermarket, home of the Super Butcher Shop.
All right.
Yeah.
First of all, you're so lucky because I got Italian sausages yesterday, and they were so delicious. This place is amazing. You made this delicious chicken thigh
dish. With their cowboy marinade. It was
Bob froze a bunch of steak tips for when his son-in-law comes over.
Yeah,
and
he's going to be a hungry guy.
And McKinnon's has locations in Danvers, Everett, Salem, New Hampshire, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah, Barbara, we forgot to ask, who's in the audience today for you?
Who's in the audience?
Yeah, that's what
I'm just getting off my. I'm a crossing guard in Waltham. I'm just getting off my ship by myself.
Oh, by yourself.
You watch a lot of game shows,
like
Bob, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
He's living a little.
I do too.
All right, Barbara. Thank you for playing. Hang on. So that's the Wheel of Meat. Carrie, was it everything you wanted it to be?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You spun
the Wheel of Meat.
Wow,
she's been wanting to do this ever since she found out about the Wheel of Meat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right,
speak into the microphone.
A little closer. Yeah, you got to get super close
there
to
there
it.
There you go.
I'm not that tall.
Yeah,
all right.
That's right. But Carrie, she has the muscle to spin the meat.
See, just making dreams come true. Carrie, thank you so much. You come back anytime. Spin the Wheel of Meat, okay?
Wow.
All right, maybe
all
tomorrow.
Right. I'm going to take you outside.
What?
I didn't say a word.
Brian Bell, what now?
We're going to pull the show over.
All right, that's it for today.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.